Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18, fast with the right motive. Let's read those verses, Matthew 6, beginning with verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting. But your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret, will reward you openly. He previously spoke on personal giving and praying. And in this passage, Jesus addressed the spiritual discipline of fasting. First, what is Jesus not saying with these words? He's not discouraging the practice of fasting. He says, when you fast, not if you fast. This indicates that fasting is assumed to be a normal part of one's spiritual life. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Jesus himself fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. Fasting was not a high priority in Christ's ministry on earth, but he expected it to be practiced after he was gone. Look at Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 15. Then the disciples of John came to him saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Verse 15 is revealing regarding Jesus' perspective on fasting. It has been a very controversial issue in the church over the centuries. Fasting was often mentioned in the Old Testament, usually in connection with repentance and seeking God's mercy. The New Testament references indicate something else. Anna, in Luke 2, verse 37, and this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Cornelius, in Acts chapter 10, verse 30. So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. Fasting was a part of their worship. Jesus is not discouraging the practice of fasting. Second, Jesus was not discouraging fasting in public, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Some believe fasting is only for times of personal retreat, but it was a regular practice. In fact, two times a week was typical among the Pharisees. Look at Luke chapter 18, verse 10, down to verse 14. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus is not discouraging fasting in public. What is the Lord addressing here? Well, it's the same thing as his words about giving in prayer. Praying, the motive. Do not advertise piety for attention, sad countenance, and disfigure your faith. Jesus calls these people hypocrites. They want everyone to see how spiritual they are and commend them. Their phony physical signs of suffering and denial do not appeal to God. They have their reward. Why? Well, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." God is not impressed with rituals. How do you judge a ministry? Attendance, figures, membership, baptisms, the offering. You need to rethink your criticisms of ministries. God judges his servants by searching hearts, examining inner attitudes, and seeing deeds done in secret. And it is his evaluation that matters. Look at Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Someone wrote, "The light of Christian character will shine before men and glorify God without the artificial aid of public advertisement. Ostentatious religion show-offs may have its reward here, but it receives none from God." Why fast? Well, it is to seek the Lord more intently. Fasting is denial of physical desires for spiritual benefit. Look at Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. "Now as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." Acts chapter 14, verse 23. "So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed." 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5. "Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." I always remember the advice of this man named Alfred that I knew in Miami. During a group of men in the Bible study, we were talking about knowing and hearing God and knowing His will. And Alfred, he just quietly said this. He said, "If you have trouble hearing the Lord, place both hands on the table and push." What he meant was, well, stop eating. Stop satisfying the fleshly desires and seek the Lord. And He'll reveal to you His will. Do you want to know God more clearly? Well, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. "Then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Fasting is a form of denying self. When you resist the desires of the flesh, physical, to seek the Lord, He knows you mean business. in your walk with Him. You have a great day.